BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has described as criminal sanctions imposed on the state-owned oil company PDVSA by the United States. He accused Washington of setting out to steal the firm's US-based subsidiary Citgo and said PDVSA would take legal action to protect its asset. The sanctions were announced by the US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in Washington earlier, from where Barbara Platusha reports.
This is a critical economic move because Venezuela's oil sales to the United States are a big source of cash revenue for the Maduro government. The sanctions bar Americans from doing business with the state oil company and freeze any assets it has in the U.S. This is also an attempt to boost Mr. Maduro's rival, the opposition leader Juan Guaido. The Trump administration recognized him last week as Venezuela's leader. The aim is to transfer the oil money to him and the country's National Assembly. As the announcement was made, Mr. Guaido said he was taking control of Venezuela's assets abroad to prevent Mr. Maduro from seizing them if he left power.
Protesters have gathered outside the offices of the Brazilian mining company Vale as rescuers continue a desperate search for survivors from Friday's dam collapse. The firm's share price plunged by nearly 25% on Monday on the Brazilian stock market. 65 people are so far confirmed dead. The Supreme Court in Pakistan is due to hear a final legal challenge to the acquittal of a Christian woman who'd been sentenced to death for blasphemy, Sukunda Kamani reports.
Asia Bibi was convicted of insulting the Prophet Muhammad in 2010, following an argument with two Muslim women who refused to drink water from the same cup as her whilst working in a field. Two politicians who spoke out in her defence were murdered by militants, and the decision to quash her sentence last year resulted in angry protests. But the leaders of that unrest are currently in jail, and it's expected, if her acquittal is upheld, that Asia Bibi will be granted asylum abroad.
Mexico's largest railway operator has warned that the country could face shortages of staple foods as a result of a two-week protest by teachers who've been blocking train tracks in the west of the country. Kat Wiener reports.
A spokeswoman for the Ferromex Railway Company told local media that more than 300 trains had been cancelled since the teachers started camping on the tracks in Michoacán State in a protest over pay and conditions. She said their actions were limiting the distribution of foods, including potatoes and corn flour, around the country and preventing the delivery of essential supplies to the steel and car industries. Mexico's largest seaport is in Michoacán, and shipping industry associations say at least 10,000 containers have been held up at a cost of over $700 million to the economy.
That's the BBC News.